Happy Tuesday to you. It's Deanna here with your weekly message. And I wanted to share a story that happened to me yesterday at Wells Fargo at the bank. But to begin, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever felt that people just don't understand you, that you, like, people just don't get you, and that you don't feel safe to really be fully you in different environments, like the grocery store, for example, or the bank, or maybe even the place that you work? Well, I had a deposit to make at the bank, and I went and I was told that I needed to switch over my accounts and update them so that I was in Arizona and not California. And so I sat down with a banker, and in my head, I just kind of pictured what I was gonna say. I was half listening to him. I'm like, let's just get this over with. And after the, you know, the basic transaction was made, this banker, he shared with me that he was from Santa Fe, New Mexico, which just, I started getting chills. And he asked me what I did. And I gave the standard answer, I'm a coach, which is the safe answer. And he said, really? I'm like, well, actually, you know, I do energy healing and I do intuitive readings. And I started just opening up a little bit and I felt very comfortable with him. And he said, you know, I'm going to bring you a couple of checking account numbers, checking account books, and you can pick. And in my head, literally a second before he said that, I was thinking, well, if I'm going to switch accounts, it better be a fortunate number, and I'm prepared to knock out my pendulum, bring out my pendulum, and make sure that the numerology is favorable. He said, yeah, some of my our customers really like to make sure that the numbers are lucky, so I'll bring you a bunch and take your time and you can feel which one is right for you. This is from a banker, you guys. Like, what? So I sat there for about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes, holding the different checkbooks in my hand, looking at the numbers, doing the calculations. There was like a line, and I'm sure they were really annoyed, but I didn't care. And he was just sitting there patiently. And I made the decision very quickly. It felt really good. The numbers were really fortunate. And he just smiled. He said, yeah, you know, it's really important that we get you off to a right start and that the numbers are lucky. So the takeaway from this story for me and for you this week is exploring where you need to be seen more. Where do you need to allow yourself to be seen and share and ask for help? And also trusting yourself. So trusting that wherever you go, you are going to be supported, even in a place that's not traditionally spiritual like a bank.